ended. Despite that note, it's nearly spring, and for many parts of the country, particularly communities near lakes, oceans, and rivers, that means flooding. People who study waterways and the human infrastructure surrounding them are acutely aware of the risks posed by climate change, but they also have ideas on what can be done to adapt. Joining us now is Slobodan Simonovic. He is Professor Emeritus of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Western University. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
How much is climate change already affecting the amount of flooding that we see in the spring?
Yeah, I would like I can answer this question directly. Unfortunately, you know, this is not yet quantifiable at that level. What we know and what is clear is the physics of the climate change, that the global warming or the increase of the temperature of the air is changing the ability of the air to absorb the moisture, and that is resulting in the increase or the change of the precipitation patterns with the much more frequent large-scale event and serious increase in the magnitude of some of these storms. Flooding is directly related to precipitation, snow melt, and rain on snow in Canada as three kind of key mechanisms, and therefore this change in frequency and severity of the precipitation events is directly translated into increase in frequency and severity of floods.
How prepared are communities and cities for the amount of flooding that we could see in the future?
This, unfortunately, I would like to be a little bit more positive. I definitely have to say that awareness is present. The need to kind of address the impact of changing climate on flooding is present. However, the action or the path between the awareness and the action seems to be full of twists and turns, and change is occurring very slow. Communities have mechanisms and things that can be done in order to minimize the damage from this future more frequent and more severe flood. We can protect the floodplains, for example, leave the space, you know, for the river. We can increase the nature-based solutions which are supporting the natural processes of infiltration, evaporation, and therefore reducing the runoff and the flooding. We can, in certain places, start a dialogue on, you know, strategic retreat. Many countries in Europe, Dutch government in particular, started the program, the Room for the River, a couple of years back, and with great success is trying to send a message and protect the floodplains from the development, and in that way deal with the changing conditions that climate is bringing.
What else then should planners and developers and city officials be doing right now to mitigate this growing problem?
Yeah, I would definitely emphasize very strongly protection of the floodplains. That means that areas around the river have to be kind of released from the development in order for water to spill there when the flows are high and the channel capacity is insufficient to carry that. We have a very worrisome decisions being made in some places that are kind of ignoring that particular need. I can give you the example of the city of London where I live, where the city council about 2 weeks back made the decision to approve the development, new development in the middle of the floodplain. That is not acceptable in my opinion, but as you can see, different mechanisms are driving the decision-making processes within, you know, different municipalities.
We often look to European countries for ideas on what we could do to make things better here. What examples do you have of places outside of Canada where they're doing it right, in your view?
Yeah, I already mentioned the Dutch or the Netherlands, you know, and the program, the Room for the River. Very similar program exists in Germany, where the, you know, rivers which were channelized for navigations are now being released and dikes being breached in order to allow water to spill during the flooding outside of the banks. I have examples in Japan and also in Europe on restoration of the wetlands with the, you know, kind of provision of many natural, providing many natural functions from, you know, reducing flooding, increasing, you know, habitats and decreasing the water pollution. In Canada, my research group developed a tool that assessed the extreme precipitation under the changing